Initially, both houses of the legislature had hoped they'd work over the weekend and that the budget would be finished well before Passover began on Monday night. They thought they would not even be at the Capitol at all during the Christian Holy Week. But as negotiations dragged on and it became clear that the bills would not be ready in time, Assembly Democrats decided to postpone all voting until Thursday, when there was a limited window between the two major holidays. Senators came back Sunday night, though, as originally planned. They were clearly irritated that the Assembly had reneged upon the pre-agreed-upon schedule. Senate Finance Committee Chair John DeFrancisco called the Assembly's actions impolite.
It's kind of frustrating to me that we're ready to come back Sunday, and that was the plan, and unilaterally the Assembly Speaker decides that, he's calling his conference back on Thursday. You're going to have to talk to him about what the motive is, because I don't think he consulted with anyone on this side.
Senate Deputy Republican Leader Tom Libous was also annoyed. He pointed out that it was a Christian holy day, but he was willing to work. But he says every legislator has to make their own judgment.
If it affects members, then they should respect their religion and do whatever they have to do. I'm a Catholic. Today's Palm Sunday, and I'm here working.
The Senate adjourned for the first night of Passover, but came back into session on the second night of the holiday, which Orthodox and some conservative Jews observe. They continued through the night, ending at 4:30 a.m. on Wednesday. That schedule gave Senator Terry Gibson, a Democrat from the Hudson Valley, the perfect opportunity to promote what he calls his vampire bill. It would prohibit the legislature from voting on bills between the hours of 9 p.m. and 9 a.m.
This is a vampire bill. I believe that we can do better. If we would support my Vampire Voting Act bill that I presented to this floor, there would be no reason for us to be here now. And our constituents who have had a long day's work and who are now headed off to bed would be able to stay up and actually be a part of these important deliberations.
When the Assembly finally returned on Thursday for a marathon day of voting, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says it was the Senate's schedule that was inconsiderate, while the Assembly tried to take everyone's religious needs into consideration. And he calls criticism from some senators unfortunate.
There was no reason to be here on Sunday. I don't know why they were here. But then again, I don't know why they're not here today. I've heard from a number of senators who said you did the right thing. You know, we should have just come back today and voted on the whole budget. They just killed time, basically.
But Silver says that's all behind them now.
That's irrelevant. In the end result, the state's going to have an early and certainly on-time budget. I think it's something we're proud of.
Lawmakers do seem to agree that achieving an on-time budget for the third year in a row will be more memorable in the long run than the disjointed voting schedule. Before they were to finish actually voting on budget bills Thursday, though, the Assembly did pause the proceedings for a 90-minute church break. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.